Housing hypocrisy under the headline, "If Trotskyists are on the march, there's chaos ahead," John Harris wrote in The Guardian on the 12th of August, attacking Militant and the Socialist Party. Below, in a letter that editors declined to print, Linda Taaffe responds. In the run-up to the London Assembly elections, I took a call from a journalist about a piece on a local housing campaign. Yes, of course, to come along. Can we interview tenants? Sure, we can set up a street meeting, and you can film. Your campaign is typical of what's going on around London. Yes, it is, except these tenants are refusing to budge. That's not typical. John Harris and crew duly came and did the business. At the time I spoke to him, and there was a friendly exchange. At no time did he express any hostility. He even bought a copy of The Socialist. Yet today, a few months later, we are treated to vitriolic denunciations of Socialist Party members. When he came face to face with activists doing the business of defending workers from being evicted, he had nothing useful to add. We socialists will continue fighting alongside workers to defend homes, jobs and pay, and fight for a future for our young people. We are certainly on the march, as Harris's article is headlined. But the chaos is here and now, and we are key fighters in getting through the chaos of capitalism to a more sensible place, where we can plan for everyone's needs. John Harris will forever be a mere commentator. Even his housing film turned out to be a rather bland piece and utterly forgettable. Linda Taaffe, Waltham Forest Socialist Party. The Butterfields Won't Budge campaign has been running now since January. 50 families are still in their homes,